It's time, once again, for our weekly check-in with the community group. We're joined now live by Bob Blackman, president of the Justice Center of Rensselaer County. Welcome, Bob.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. It's great to be here.
That's really great to have you. Can we start off by acquainting our listeners with the Justice Center of Rensselaer County? What is your purpose? What is your mission?
Well, our mission basically is to be an advocacy group to address injustice, particularly racial injustice, but other forms of injustice as well. We're doing some things in environmental justice, for example, but we are basically an advocacy group addressing various kinds of justice issues.
Of which we need as many advocacy groups as we can get. Can you tell me the origin story? When, who, how?
Well, my good friend Bob Daugherty, the late Bob Daugherty, who was a Troy City Councilman, he and I used to have breakfast every Friday morning, as often as we could, at least. And we began to talk about some of the issues in Troy, and the Thevenin case had just occurred in 2016, and no one seemed to be speaking out about that. And we decided that, maybe we should form a new group that could address issues like that. And so we met for actually a couple of years, really. And a few other people began to join us for those Friday breakfasts. And in a fairly short time, we had a board made up of 11 people, and we were incorporated about 2 years ago, and we about a year ago became a 501(c), enabling us to take donations and so forth. So that's in a nutshell kind of how we started. Unfortunately, Bob died last August, and so we're trying to carry on.
And I, as I understand it, you're carrying on admirably. I know before my time with the Sanctuary for Independent Media that Hudson Mohawk Magazine covered the Edson Thevenin story extensively. Okay. But can you give us a sort of a recap of it? Because this was before my time, and I myself don't know about it.
Yeah, it's we could spend all of our time here talking about that, but Mr. Thevenin, I guess, had been to his brother's birthday party. He was from Waterville, I believe. And he got stopped for driving while intoxicated. And of course, he shouldn't have been driving while intoxicated, but he ran away, left that stop, and was heading home, I guess. And there was a chase by the Troy police, and try to make it as short as I can. He was pushed over by one of the patrol cars, pushed over into a barrier on the Collar City Bridge. And there was this confrontation. He was in his car. He technically was unarmed, but the police considered him to be armed because he was in control of a vehicle. And one of the officers was standing in front of the vehicle. And from the police point of view, they were threatened by his being in the vehicle. And so he was shot. They fired 8 times, I believe. 7 of them hit Mr. Thevenin. And of course, he died there immediately. However, there were witnesses on the street that testified, I believe, that the car didn't actually begin to move until Mr. Thevenin was shot and died. So that was a very controversial thing. And sadly and unfortunately, the officer who actually did the shooting died a couple of years later from COVID. So that's just a strange event that was associated with that.
But let me just interject to ask you, I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that Edson Thevenin was not white.
No, he was not white. He was an African-American.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our position has been, certainly we're opposed to drinking while intoxicated, but we do not believe that any law enforcement people, Troy police or whoever they might be, their duty is not to execute, to judge and execute. And we sort of felt like that's what happened in that case.
And that should not be a controversial position, but in fact, in our society, organizations like the Justice Center and advocates like you are very much required. I know that you've mentioned, and I've read that the Justice Center works on other issues of justice besides policing, but that was sort of your impetus. Mm-hmm. And that you have met, that your board has met with the leadership of the Troy Police Department. If that was recent enough, I wonder what your takeaways are, but I also want to ask you of your assessment of policing today in Troy and Rensselaer County. What tangible signs of progress may you have seen, and what areas of concern still persist?
Again, we could take all of our time and more.
Well, we'll have you back. Right. We want the details. This is vitally important.
Yeah, we did meet fairly recently. We met with the chief, we met with the assistant chief, and also present at the meeting was Captain Conyers, who is an African-American officer, who was the first African-American to be promoted to captain in all of the history of the police department. Anyway, the three of them met with our board of directors, and we had a congenial, very, very productive kind of meeting, and we went away from that meeting feeling pretty good that perhaps with a new police chief, the chances are at least fair that things are going to be different in the future. And there are some signs of that. The police officers are receiving a training from Fred Miller of the Khalil Jameson group. And Fred tells me that that's being well accepted and that they're making progress. And I'm rather impressed with our new police chief. And the mayor has created a new position, the director of equity and inclusion, I believe it is, will be a city employee who will address some of these race-related kinds of issues. So there are some things on the horizon that could make a difference. And we're somewhat optimistic, actually. We're not going to stop watching. We believe that we are potentially making a difference in all of this.
I think you are. I absolutely think you are. So let me ask you this about your organization. We'll give the listeners a website in a minute. You've got a board of directors. But do you consider yourself a grassroots organization? We've got a minute left. Or if people want ways to join your work, is there a way for people? Is there a role for people?
I hope there will be soon. We are still, you know, we're new enough that we're kind of in our own initial development stages, but we're attempting to determine a way that individual citizens and volunteers can become involved other than on the board of directors, maybe some sort of a membership category, but we're working on that and hope to have something fairly soon about that.
Well, we're going to have you back so that you can have a chance to tell people about it. What are you working on now, or what's next for the center? I understand that you bring speakers from time to time.
Yes, we do have speakers. We're, as I mentioned earlier, we're sort of involved in in some of the environmental justice issues. We oppose the Dunn landfill. We're gonna testify at a hearing soon about the Dunn landfill. We're somewhat involved in the Norlite controversy over in Cohoes because our county is upwind, downwind from that, and we're affected by that. So
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have asked you that last question. It was bad time budgeting on my part. My bad. I want to thank you, Bob Blackman, the president of the Justice Center of Rensselaer County. My apologies for cutting you off. We will have your website with the blurb, with the link for this story, and we're definitely want to have you back. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being with you.
Pleasure's ours.
Thank you.